Last week we left off on the last line on the Vav Amud Aleph, on Vav Amud Masech Sota, on the Vav Amud Aleph right after the Mishnah, and the Gemara quotes Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says, based on a pasuk, the Eid Ein Bo, that the Torah promises a miracle, the Dorei Doros, whenever the Beis Hamikdash will be Kayam, if the husband is choshed, his wife is nus, he should bring her to Beis Hamikdash, they should drink the Maim Amorim, and this is a biror whether she was Mizana or not. So Rav Sheshes says, based on the pasuk, the Eid Ein Bo, it only applies if there are no witnesses. Even if there are witnesses in Medina Sayam who didn't come, but since you really don't need the miracle, so the miracle was not promised. Right? So the Gemara on the last line is discussing whether he's right or wrong. The Gemara says, Masiv Rav. The Gemara says, very difficult. How could it be Masiv Rav? Rav preceded Rav Sheshes. On the side of the Gemara, they have Masiv Rava. Rava was after Rav Sheshes. Masiv Rava. Rabbi asked the Kasha and Rav Sheshes, how can you say that whenever there are witnesses anywhere, even if the witnesses didn't yet show up, witnesses live in Medina Sayam, so the miracle is unnecessary, so it was never promised. Direct Akasha from a Mishnah later. What does the Mishnah say? So the din is that we started to give the Hakdama last week. We didn't learn the din yet. The din is that there are two types of Hegdish. There's Kedushas Damim. This kedush is better kabbayis. People donate money for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash, and then there's kochem mizbeach. People donate for karbonis. Within kochem mizbeach, there are two types. There's kedushas damim lamizbeach and kedushas guf lamizbeach. Kedushas damim lamizbeach. Let's say a person puts aside $500. He wants to buy a korban. So the $500, the cash, is kedushas damim lamizbeach. Let's say a person has a building. And he says he wants to donate the building, it should go towards buying as many korbanos oil, as many korbanos shlamim that you can buy. So the building is not kedusha guf, the building is kedusha damim, la mizbeach. Person has an elephant. An elephant, you can't be makir van the mizbeach. He donates the elephant, they should auction it off to the highest bidder, and the money that they get should go towards buying whatever kind of a korban. So that's a kedusha damim, la mizbeach. Then you have Kedusha Guf Lamizbeach. A person is Magdish, an animal, which doesn't have a mum, and you can actually be Makrid that animal itself. So Kedusha Saguf Lamizbeach doesn't have any pidyon, unless the behemoth develops a mum kavua. If it only has a mum oiver, you can't be Makrid it now. Mum oiver means it's going to get healed by itself. When it has a mum oiver, you can't be Makrid it now, but you can't be poided either. Only when it develops, when the carbon develops a mum kavua, a permanent mum, so then it has a pidyon. So when does an animal, let's say a behema ba'of, you have a chatas of and an olas of, so when you magdish, if it's the right kind of an of, if you get a turkey, you magdish it, kedush aguf lamizbech, a turkey is not right lamizbech, so it can't, let's say I take a turkey, I take a chicken is also not karavam lamizbech, or only tarimu b'nei yoyna. If you take a chicken or a turkey or some other bird, and you magdish it to an oila, to a shlam, to a chatos soif, oila soif, the maximum it can be is going to be kedushas damim lamizbech. It won't be a kedusha guf lamizbech. It's the wrong kind of an animal. And in behemoths, the different animals that are acceptable. Let's say someone's magdish a deer. A deer is a chaya. It's not korev on the mizbech. So a deer can never have kedusha guf lamizbech. The maximum it can have is a kedushas damim lamizbech. He says on a deer, I want this to be for an oila. So the deer itself can't be an oila. You can auction off the deer to the highest bidder and take the money and buy carbon oil. So the deer only has a kedushas damim lamizbech. You don't have to wait till it gets a mum kavua to be paid to the deer. If it only has kedushas damim, you can be paid with that. Kedushas damim means only the value. Only its value is zaymid lahakrova.
Same thing, you manage in a cave problem,
not exactly. The Gemara says Hamagdish, let's say Nikevala Pischa Magdish Nikevala Oilo has to be a Zohar. A Chatas has to be Dafke a Nikeva. So if you Magdish the wrong one, a Zohar Nikeva, said since a Nikeva is good for a Chatas and a Zohar is good for an Oilo, even though your Magdish is Zohar for a Chatas. One. So the Gemara says since a Zohar would have been good for a different carbon. And the Nikeva would have been good for a different carbon. So if you're Magdish, Nikeva Lepischo, so it does get a Kedusha Guf Lamizbech. Even though you can't be Makrev it the way it is, it gets a Kedusha Guf Lamizbech, and you can't be Poydet, you can't be Makrev it the way it is.
Find a customer that can use it the right way?
No, you can't.
In other words, if I manage a keva for Nola, I can't use it for Nola because it's in a keva, right? So, can I find somebody at least a shlong and give him that?
No, an Nola can't switch. You can't switch from an Nola. You have to wait till it gets a mum. Right, you have to wait. You're not allowed to make a mum, man. You have to wait till it gets a mum by itself, and then you pay the auction off to the highest bidder. Then the money goes to buy korban olam. That's because a zochen ekeva, that's a detail. Let's say a chatas has to be bashnasa before the first birthday. So, but other korbanas can be bashteshonim in between the first birthday and the second birthday. So if you magdish a behema that's bashteshonim for a chatas, you can't be makrivit the way it is. But it gets a kedushas aguf lamizbech. You have to wait till it gets a mum in order to be paida. So here, by there's a mishnah in the end of Menachos. There's a perik in the end of Menachos that's called perik haMenachos vaHanesachim. So the mishnah draws a contrast between karbanos of behema v'yof, as opposed to karbanos of a mincha or yayin lenesach. haMenachos vaHanesachim is kiddush b'kli. Before it gets kiddush kli, it only has kedushas damim lamizbech. It only gets the kedushas aguf lamizbeach if they put it in a klisharis. Behema and an oaf, when I say hareza chatas, hareza oila, hareza shlomim, so right away it gets a kedusha guf lamizbeach. If it's, unless it's a deer, unless it's an elephant, so it can only get a kedusha dam lamizbeach. But if it's the right kind of an animal, so right away it gets a kedusha guf lamizbeach. But by menachas and sochim, even though you have a bottle of wine that's kosher for nesochim, and you magdish it, it only gets kedushas damin lamizbeach. You have to put it in the klisharis first. That's learned out from a pasuk. Hamenachas hansochem is yikid shebikli. So what's the difference whether it has only kedushas damin lamizbeach, has kedushas guf lamizbeach? Does it have pidyon or not? Pidyon on kedushas guf lamizbeach is only if it gets a mum kavua. Only by behem if it gets a mum kavua. By oaf, there's no din of mum. The Gemara has a din tamas v'zachris bebehemus vein tamas v'zachris boifus. It means, let's say, by you just said the din. Achata, by behemus, achatas has to be in a keva, and noila has to be a zachar. By chata soif and noila soif, it doesn't make a difference. There is a difference between a male and a female by the birds. There is a difference, but in as far as the karbonas are concerned, there is no requirement that the chata soif has to be dafka in a keva, and the noila soif has to be dafka a zachar. It's lamala v'lamar. There's no din of zachar in a keva there. It doesn't make a difference. And there's no din of tamim. Tamim means without a mum. A noif, even if it has a mum, is also kosher hakrava, unless it's mechusar eiver. Unless it's missing a toe, or missing a wing, or something like that. If it's mechusar eiver, then it's possible. So because there is no din, there is no requirement that an korban ha'oif has to be tamima, the requirement for tamima is only by korbanos behema. By korbanos ha'oif, there's no din of tamim. Tamas v'zachas b'behemis, when tamas v'zachas b'oifis. So the whole institution of balmum doesn't apply to oifis. So that's why the Gemara has a din that there's no pidyon l'oif. If you have an oif that has a kedush aguf lamizbeach, even if it develops a mum kavua, you can be makrivit even with the mum kavua. Aye, but if it becomes a mechusar eiver, so then you can't be makrivit. So the Rambam says, no, mechusar eiver is a different psul. It's not that the shear of balmum is different. That by behema, a slight mum passels, a mum kavua, and by oifis you need dafkan b'chusarev. B'chusarev is a different category of absul. There's no din of balmum by oifis. So that's why there's never any pidyon to an oif.
What if the bird got two holes? In other words, certain birds have to be with a tour and a yaina that age, right? The young versus the older.
Yeah.
So if the one you
were
mounted the market became too old,
is
that like a mum?
It's not like a mum. You gotta wait till it won't get a mum. You can't be
so
paid.
What do you do with it?
It can't be paid. Gotta wait till it drops dead. You gotta wait till it drops dead. You can't be makrivit, then you can't be paid. There's no pidyon by oifis. So what's the din? Is the pidyon by menachas or not? So before you put the mincha in a klisharis, it only has kedushas damim lamizbeach. Only has kedushas damim means it's only kodesh with respect to its value. So by definition, that's what pidyon is all about. The whole kedusha is only for the value. So the menachas and the sachem kodem shekid shebikli, before you put them in a klisharis to give it, to endow it with the kedusha guf lamizbeach, all it has in the beginning is kedushas damim lamizbeach. So it lends itself to pidyon. After you put it in the klisharis, then it gets a kedusha guf lamizbech. Then it no longer lends itself to pidyon. So that's part of what's involved over here. So Let's say you have a Karban Mincha. So what do you do with a Karban Mincha normally? So you make a Kmitza. It depends what kind of a Mincha it is. Let's say a Minchasim in this KM, when you bring Tmidim and Masafim in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos and Yantiv, every day you bring Tmidim. So you bring Minchas Nesachim. You bring a Mincha together with a Karban. It's not a Mincha Abba B'fnei Atzma. That's called Minchas Nesachim, a Mincha that comes with Yayin. Both of them come together with the Karban. So that doesn't have any din of Kmitza. You burn the whole Mincha on the Mizbech. If a person donates a Karban Mincha, so on the normal circumstances, you do Kmitza. The coin has to do Kmitza. And then whatever the flour that's in his fist, he has to be put into a second Klisharis. You have to do Kmitza when it's in a Klisharis. Then the Kaimus that's in your hand, you have to throw into a second Klisharis. Then from the second Klisharis, you makter it on the Mizbech, you burn it on the Mizbech. And then the Shiori HaMincha, the leftover flour, is eaten by Zichri Kuhne in the Azorah. It's Kachi Kachim, so Kohanim, Dafke male Kohanim, not female, Zichri Kuhne have to eat it in the Azorah. So where do you do Haktoras HaMincha? If it's a Kosher HaMincha, you makter the Kaimus, it's on top of the Mizbech. Here the mission is still going to talk about Pasul HaMincha. If you have a Mincha that's Pasul, so the Mincha is Nisrefes. Where is it Nisrefes? Not Nisrefes on top of the Mizbech. It's Pasul, you're not allowed to be Makar of it. So Rashi writes, it's Nisref, the last line on the Daf in Rashi. It says you have a Mincha that became Pasul, you burn it Lamato al Beis HaDesh, you burn it on the floor. You don't burn it on top of the Mizbech. If it's Pasul, you don't burn it. But why do you have to burn it? Why do you have to burn it? If it's Pasul, so why not be paided? The answer is it had Kiddush Kli. Once it gets Kiddush Kli, so it gets Kiddush HaGuf LaMizbech, so it can only be paided if it gets a mum. There's no such thing as a mum by a mincha. Mum, a mum kavua is only by behemah. Even oifis, there's no din of mum. So mincha, there's also no din of mum. So if the mincha had it Kiddush Kli, and it got a Kiddush HaGuf LaMizbech, farfalm. If it becomes nifsal, the mincha becomes nifseles, so that you can't be paided, and you have to burn it on the floor. So that's what the Mishnah says. Rav is asking Akasha from a Mishnah. The Elo, the following cases, this goes on a Saita. So Mincha Seim, this Rav has, you have to burn it on the floor. The Mincha is Pasul. You can't proceed to be Makrivit. For some reason or another, we're going to see in a minute, you can't be Makrivit. And you can't be Poided, because they already had the Kiddush Kli. So once it has Kiddush Kli, it's Kiddush HaGuflam. So you have to burn it on the floor. What are the examples? So the husband took his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, and they put a mincha in a klisharis, and it has a kiddush kli, and then she says, okay, I'm afraid to go any further, I'm guilty, I don't want to die, because the Bez Nagodol keeps on telling her, look lady, you're going to die, Misa Mishuna, if you're guilty. So she says, Hameris Tameani, she admits that she sinned, and she doesn't want to go weiter. V'shebola Edim Shehi Tameya, or Edim came, she insists that she's Tahira. And Edim came and they said that she was in Satachas Baila. So in such a case, there's no use to proceed further with the Akrovus HaMincha. It's all irrelevant. You can't be part of the Mincha because it had already Kiddush Kli, and there's no possibility of it developing a Mum. The whole concept of Mal Mum is only by Behem, it's not even by Yoifus. So in such a case, the Mincha has a Kiddush Duguf LaMizbech. It can't be Makrovit, so you burn it on the floor. Freg de Gemara, on that Mishnah, when did the Edom come? The Osu Edom Emas. When exactly did the Edom come who testified that the woman was Mizana? E Lema. If you should say, Mikami de Tigdosh, before they put the Mincha into the Klishares, the husband comes with his wife to the Beit Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdosh, and he says he wants her to drink my mamarim, his Choshet, she's being Mizana, and then two witnesses say, Choshet, it's absolutely true, we know all about it. So that's the end of the story. So how did you ever be? You can't donate. There's such a thing as a minchas nedava. Minchas nedava is from Rashi. Explain minchas nedava. You can volunteer a mincha from chitin, but the minchas seita is one of the two menachas that's from seorim, from Bali, from Michael Behema. The minchas seomer once a year on Pesach, first day chal my Pesach is from Bali, and the minchas seita because she did a ma'isa behema, she was mezana, v'choshet, she was mezana, she did a ma'isa behema, so her mincha is a Michael behema. So it's not shaykh to be menadev the mincha. You can't say, all right, if it's not going to be a minchas seita, let it be a minchas nedava. You can't switch it to become a minchas nedava, it's from seorim. So Gemara wants to know, when did the witnesses appear? When did the witnesses show up and testify that she was mezana. If you should say mekami de tigdosh before they put the mincha in the klisharis, so tepek lechulin. So you had no right in the first place to be mekadosh the mincha. It's not bob and edim and the dova mincha from sorim. If she has a din of a soita, if parsha soita applies, you proceed with such a mincha min asarim. But parsha soita doesn't apply. The edim came. It says she was mezana. Elam was mezaga. No. Originally, there were no edim. The husband came with the wife, and he's choshed her. He has a nekino, a nekistira, and then they put the mincha in a klisharis, and then the edim showed up, and they said later on that she had already been mezana. The edim show up later, and they say she had already been mezana. Ela, the boss of the kadosh, must be after they put the mincha in the klisharis, and he got already the kedusha guf lamizbech, and then you can't be paid, and then the edim come, so you stop everything where it is. So then the mincha says, then the Mishnah says that you burn the mincha on the floor. You don't burn it on the mizbech. Freg the Gemara said, this is Rav's kasha against Rav Sheshes. Iyamet bishleima, if you say, not like Rav Sheshes, if you say that even the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, there are Edom, but they didn't show up yet. There are Edom in Medina Sayam somewhere. That's the Shaila. Everybody agrees that the Rabban Shalom doesn't do the miracle. He doesn't know any miracles unnecessarily. So the Shaila is this miracle of the Mayim Amorim is a miracle? Is this Ness necessary? Is it unnecessary? They're Edom in Medina Sayam. But we don't know if they're Edom. So is that called... So Rav Shesha says that the Ness is not promised in such a case because it's unnecessary. Ultimately, we'll find out that there are Edom in Medina Sayam, so that's considered unnecessary. Unnecessary, so the Ness doesn't apply. And Rav is trying to argue with the Rav Sheshes. He's going to prove that the Ness is necessary because the husband didn't know about the Edom. The husband, they didn't know about the Edom. So Rav argues, if you hold not like Rav Sheshes, that the Mayim Amorim Ness will apply even if there are Edom in Medina Sayam that we are not aware, the husband is not aware of, the Kohanim are not aware of. Oh, then it's okay. Alma bas migdash and mikravhi. Then it's good. At the time that the husband brought his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, they put the mincha in the klishares, and everything was kedas. So the mincha was niskadash b'kdush aguf. He can't be paidu. The chikodash mekorash apikodash. When they put it in the klishares, it became kodash. Everything is fine. Mishmachim and chasen is refes. We understand the Mishnah. If the Yadim show up after kiddush kli, then you have to burn the mincha on the floor. You can't be paid there. But if you're going to say like Rav Sheshes, the Mishnah doesn't make any sense. Eli Amrit. But if Rav Sheshes is right, then what did he say? And am I invoking myself? The Ness was not promised whenever it's not necessary. And if there are Edom, even in Medina Sayam, we're not even aware of the Edom. But that's also called unnecessary. Since there's someone knows in the world, there are Edom around who know, even though we don't know who the Edom are. If there are exist Edom, so the Ness doesn't apply. So later on the Edom come. Here we're talking about case though. Mekadosh the mincha and the klishos. The Edom show up later. So I should say, according to Rav Sheshes, igloy milson lemafreya, that the Ness was never promised in such a case, and the parsha soita doesn't apply. So they were not supposed to put it in the klishos in the first place. They put in the klishos. The klishos is not mekadosh it. I'll put bananas in the klishos. It's the wrong thing. I'll put oranges in. You have to put a mincha, and this is a mincha min asa'orim. It's not a mincha min achitim. You can volunteer it. You can donate it. It's not bob in a dove. Mincha min asa'orim, either you mechuyev, either it's minchas omer on the first day chalamayt Pesach, mincha saita. If it's not a mincha saita, and it's not the first day chalamayt Pesach, it doesn't exist, a mincha min asa'orim. So the klishori says not mekadosh it.
When did they find out about the Edom? At what stage of the game?
That was the Gemara's question. The second line from the top, the also Edom Emas. When did the Edom show up? So that's what the Gemara says. We'll go again. The Gemara is exactly your question.
No, there's a big time lapse here involved someplace. They're all set to go with the procedure. And
we're in the middle of procedure. We put them in.
A few minutes. I mean, where are they? Come from Medina Sayam? We don't even know if it's there.
No, the Edom, they didn't come from Medina Sayam. If they come from Medina Sayam, it would take a couple of days.
You said we don't know. You don't know if they're Edom or they're not Edom.
At the time that the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, we don't know that they're Edom.
Right.
If the Edom come and they say the woman was Vara Mizana, so there's no Parsha Saita. So even though they put a Mincha in a Klisharis, it's not Kaddish. It doesn't have a Kedusha Guf Lamizbeah. it's Yotze L'chulin. It's Yotze L'chulin. Because we didn't have any Eidim. So, exactly. So the Eidim show up after the Kiddush Kli. The Eidim show up after the Kiddush Kli before we did the Kmitza. The Eidim showed up in the middle. They heard what's going on. They read in the newspapers. They read on the internet that Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so came to the Beis Hamikdash. And then the Eidim Shaman come and they say, stop the music. What are you talking about? The woman is Abad Isaita. There's nothing to discuss. So the Gemara says, he says, even in Medina Sayyam, it's not Medina Sayyam here. The Eidim at the end of Beis Hamikdash. And then when they hear the tumult, what's going on? They say, what are you giving a my mamorim? The woman is Abad Isinsa. Abad Isaita. So if the Eidim would come before you did Kiddush Kli, so of course it's not Kiddush Kli. So why does it say Minchas and Esrefes? Must be the Eidim came out of the bus of the Kaddish. The Eidim showed up after we were Mekaddish in the Kli. So the Gemara says, but if Rav Sheshes is right, that if there are Eidim anywhere, that's considered an unnecessary miracle and it does not apply. I should say, Igloi, Milsa Lemafreya, if you all like Rav Sheshes on the seventh line from the top, you should say Tigoli Milsa Lamafreya. You should say Zigloi Milsa Lamafreya. The Chikadosh Mei Korah B'Toyes Kadosh. When we put it in the Kli, we have no right to put it in the Kli. The Parsha Saita doesn't apply because there are Eidim. So the Kiddush Kli should be meaningless. You can't be Mekadosh and Mincha and Asaorim. It's not Bob and Edom and Adov. And the Parsha Saita doesn't apply. It's not the first day Chalamot Pesach. So there is no such Mincha. The tape of Kluchulin, the whole thing shouldn't have any Kedusha Guf Lamizbech at all. So don't you have an off and a rife in the Mishnah against Rav Sheshes? That's Masiv Rava. That's Rava's Kash. You have an off and a Mishnah later in the Mesichta that shows that Rav Sheshes is wrong. That even though there are, it's going to turn out later, we will discover, after the Kiddush Kli, we will discover that there are Eidim. And we say the Kiddush Kli B'Shaita was good because the Parsha Saita does apply. And for the Gemara, you have to say Hachamaskinon, not that the Eidim showed up after the Kiddush Kli and they say she had already been Mizana 5 months ago. No. After the Kiddush Kli, the woman is Mizana then. What do you mean the woman is Mizana? She's in the Beis Hamikdash. Where's she been Mizana? Where's the bedroom? So the Gemara says there are Kohanim there, there are Rabbanim Kohanim. The Gemara says she was Mizan with one of the Rabbanim. The Gemara says Mizan with one of the Kohanim. Where did they go? They found the room. She was in Mizan. That's what the Gemara says. Yeah.
Gave her warning there.
Huh?
Gave her warning right there. Don't be Mizan with this Kohen. Where's Asra?
No. You need Asra if you want to give a death penalty. But to be Mizana, that she becomes Asur al Baila, that's you don't need a Hasra for that. She becomes Asur al Baila without a Hasra. And for the Gemara, Amar Abiyudim, discard the Kodesh Zinso Bazar. We put the Kmincha in the Klishares, the Mincha Saita in the Klishares. She had not yet been Mizana. Not that later the Eidim come and say she had already been Mizana 5 months ago. She was Mizana after the Kiddush Kli. Kagon Shezinsa Bazar, the Chikadosh Meikara, when we put it in the Klisharis in the first place, Shapit Kaddish, Bishaita was good. When we put it in Klisharis, it was good.
Don't we invoke Milsa Do Shlichi here?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's very rare. The Gemara talks about the most. No. You have Milsad Lo Shchich Lo Gozer BeRabbanan. The Rabbanan don't make Gzeira if you're afraid that someone's going to do an Aver. Once every 100 years, someone's going to be Nichshal. So that's not sufficient cause to make Gzeira the Rabbanan, to make the whole world crazy. No one should drink water on Shabbos because someone's going to make a mistake in 100 years. And he's going to carry the water or something. So you have no right to make gzera for a far-fetched chashash. But the Tanoim talk about all the most far-fetched cases under the sun. Everything. Tosfos in the beginning of Ksubis writes, there's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Gemara has a din that goel v'doifik is metame. If you have a dead body, so a mace is metame. Avi avos atum is metame. So not only the mace is metame, the goel v'doifik is also metame. So what is the goel v'doifik? So Rashi says the coffin. The boards on the side of the coffin and the lid on top, that's the Goel V'Dofik. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, how can that be? The Goel V'Dofik means the coffin, that's impossible. The Mishnah discusses whether if you have a live animal, does it have the Tumas Goel V'Dofik? Which Meshugan is going to use a live animal for to bury a person in a live animal, that's going to serve as the lid of the coffin. It can't be. So Tosfos says, no, go of duffing, but something else means the matzeva. So who's going to use a live animal, the matzeva? So Tosfos says, no, sometimes you bury the mace, and we're going to put the matzeva tomorrow. Now we have a minig, we wait a year. And so they wait 30 days. And the days of the Gemara, they used to put the next day. So they buried the person today. You're not going to remember where we buried him in the Beis HaKvaros. So you put a peg, and you tie an animal to the peg. And then tomorrow we'll come back and we'll see where the animal was tied. We'll put the matzeva over there. So temporarily, the live animal is serving as the girl of a dafik. That's the matzeva. So that's what the Rabbi in the time says. Girl of a dafik means the matzeva. It doesn't mean the coffin. How can it be a coffin? The Mishnah and Erevin talks about using a live animal as a girl of a dafik. Then Tosfos says we can defend Rashi because the style of the Talmud is that they discuss the most far-fetched cases in order to bring out the idea. What's the halacha? So Tosfos proves, Tosfos gives us a mashal. Talmud talks about a case that will never happen in a million years. That the Gemara talks about there's a cow that's pregnant, and you take the embryo out of this cow and you put it into the rechem of another cow. So Tosfos says, not going to happen in a million years. Now they do it every day. But Tosfos writes, never going to happen in a million years. But the Gemara talks about it in Mcharis just to be mevar what the halach is. What's the abstract halach? So you're right. Bilsa de la shchicha legoze be'rabbanan. You have no right. The rabbis only have a right to make exer de rabbanan if there's a chashash, if there's a reasonable chashash. There has to be letzorach godel. If there's an insignificant tzorach, it's not right. They have no right to make exer. Like they have no right to make exera legzera. If you're afraid, the rabbis are afraid someone's going to violate an isa de rabbanan, so they're going to make exer de rabbanan. That's insignificant tzorach. You have to have a chashash. You're afraid someone's going to violate an isa de raisa. A chashash korav, a real chashash. A farfetch chashash is not right. Milsal lo shrich lo goz b'rabbanan. And even if there's a real chashash, someone's going to violate an isa de rabbanan, that's insufficient cause. That's not tzorach godel. You have to have a tzorach godel to make exer de rabbanan. But the Talmud very often does talk about far-fetched cases. The Gemara always talks about far-fetched cases.
Fell off the roof and he spoiled the woman.
Okay. It'll never happen. But the Gemara talks about such a case. Yeah. How can it be?
But do I end up with the Yom Lo
Shlicha? Right. But still we discuss the dinim. The Gemara said Lo Shlicha, but still we discuss the dinim. What is the din? So the Gemara has, so the Gemara suggests maybe that's the case in the Mishnah later. The Mishnah talks, Elishim in Chasem, the Srafais, we brought the husband and the wife, came to the Beis HaMikdash, they put the Mincha Soita in the Klishores, and before they had a chance to be mocked to the Kaimetz, not that Adam came and said she had already been Mizana previously, no. If Adam come and they say she had already been Mizana, then the whole miracle was never promised in the first place. It's a gloy milsa mafreya, the mincha soita was never in the Kaddish and the klisharis. Klisharis are not mikadish if it's improper. If you weren't supposed to put it in the klisharis. We're talking about a case, she was mezana after they put it in the klisharis.
They didn't take the kermis already?
Not yet.
Because that's shrita already. It's like shrita, it's gone. If you had the kermis, and then in the kermis, it's too late.
Not too late. Only if you're makta the kermis.
But the kermis itself is there like an anchor shrita.
Correct. But
so
still,
if I slaughter an animal, then I find something. I mean, it's too late.
It's not too late. If you're already Zorik the Dam on the Mizbeah, if you burn the Komets, correct. If you had already burned the Komets, then the Mincha is kosher. So then, if the woman is Mizana, if they already burnt the Komets, then the Mincha was kosher b'shaito. So the Kohen can eat the leftover. They do Kmitza on the Mincha Soita, they burn the Komets on the Mizbeah. And even though she was Mizani afterwards and the whole issue is moot now, the whole carbon is irrelevant. But once you were mocked to the Kaimetz, so the carbon is kosher. But he was talking she was Mizana before they were mocked to the Kaimetz. So he can't proceed.
Isn't she there with somebody?
That's what the Gemara says. And for the Gemara, the answer is she's in Sabah. She was Mazana in the Azar after they were Mekadoshit in the Kli. The Chikadosh Meikora, Shapi Kadosh, when they put the Mincha in the Klishares, Mishaita, everything was fine, and then she was Mazana after. Zfreg the Gemara, how can that be possible? Maskamara Mesharshia. Allah Pirchekunim Alavimos, the Pirchekun are the young Kohanim whose beard is just beginning to grow. So the Gemara says, but they have young people watching, I'm Alavimos, and for the Gemara, that's what happened. She's in some pirche kuhuna atzman. She was mezana with one of the young guys. She was mezana in the Azara.
Yeah, this is what she said in the Chumash, that they used to not let them stay there because they only covered her hair and they cut
the. The Mishnah is going to talk about that. Mishnah is going to discuss that. Yeah, we'll get to that. If that sounds a little strange, that she's they probably have religious kohanim. That sounds a little strange. So Gemara suggests another answer. Rav Ashi Amar, not she was mezana with the kohanim, with the rabbonim. He says she had to excuse herself in the middle. She says she has to go to the ladies' room. And then she went to the bathroom, and then she was mezana with somebody there. So the pirchei kuhuna are not going to follow her into the bathroom. She has to go to the bathroom in the middle. She said she has to go to the bathroom. What do they hold on to her hat the whole time? She says she has to go, she has to go, so she goes to the bathroom. Once she left the Azar, then she was mezana with someone else, maybe not from the pirchei kuhuna. Sounds nicer. Not mezana with one kohen. Mezana with someone else. She made up with someone to meet him in the Beis Hamikdash. Sure. This is all they're trying to defend Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes claims even if you have Edom in Medina Sayam, the miracle is unnecessary, so it was never promised in such a case, and that was the kasha. If you put it in a klisharis, and then later on it turns out that there are Edom that she had already been mizana, the Edom didn't come yet, so how come it says in the Mishnah that the kiddush klisharis functions, that it becomes mekudesh and it has no pidyon? He should say the whole thing was a mistake. You had no right to be mekadesh.
It should be a different kasha. I mean, because the Adam's going to come later, so they deal with the mincha right then and there. The kasha is that when the Adam come later, that they shouldn't have done it, but they did it. So then they're already burning it. They're putting it on the mizbeach because they assume the Adam haven't come yet. Meaning they brought it to the mizbeach, and they now we understand. So the question is, how can they ever do the procedure? I mean, because otherwise...
No, we're talking about a case, the Edom come and say Zinsa, and we didn't yet burn the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach. We didn't yet burn the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach. So do you proceed or not? So the answer is no. You don't proceed to burn the Kaimitz on the Mizbeach, because this mincha is not Bob and Edom and Adova, only if you're Mechuyev. And here it's meaningless. Here it's irrelevant. It's not going to be Mevar that she's Materis Labaila. She's Asura Labaila. She was Mizana. Zmo just asks... But if Rav Sheshes is right, that the whole miracle was never promised in a situation where there are Edom, at the time that he brought his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, he wasn't aware of it. But there were Edom who finally pop up later, who testified that she had already been Mizana. So how did the Kiddush Kli work in the first place? We should realize now that we made a mistake in the first place, and the Kli Shara says, not Mekadosh the Mincha. That was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers not that the Edom come and they say she had already been Mizana. The Edom say she was Mizana now, after the Kiddush Kli. And then the Gemara is still trying to defend Rav Sheshes.
Just assume that the mincha is brought before she drinks Mayim. She's in my clocus when the mincha is actually brought.
Right.
So this is all going on the possibility of the mincha before.
Why before or after? What's an afkamina?
You already did the Mayim Arim, yeah?
Yeah.
So... And she survived that.
Yeah.
It takes time.
And then you do the mincha. And then, so when does the Edom come after the...
But the miracle isn't going to work unless you do the whole Parsha Saito. The whole thing is L'mayla Menateb. It's a miracle. There's no reason why she should die. The Mayim Arim is not poisonous. It's only going to die if you did the whole Seder. So if you stop in the middle of the mincha, you're not makariv it. So the miracle doesn't apply. The miracle will not apply in such a case.
If you bring survival Arim... So, okay, but let's say she is guilty for that. Nothing happens until after they bring the mincha, then it would...
Okay. So once the Edom come and say Zinsa, so you don't continue. You stop in the middle. You're not makrib, because this mincha is menasarim, is not bob and edom and adova. So you have to stop in the middle. So Freg de Gemara, what do you mean stop in the middle and burn it on the floor? You don't have to burn it at all. It never got a kedusha guf lamizbech in the first, but the whole thing was on a mistaken premise. There were Edom all along, Anthony Marnay. She was a Mizana before the Kiddush Kli. She was a Mizana after. And then Rapapa has another defense. Rapapa, Meliolam Kiramini Meikor. Come on. What? Zinsa Meikora? Zinsa Bazara? Far fetched answer. He says, Liolam the Pshat is like we thought all along. Witnesses come now, and they say she had already been Mizana 5 months ago. Would a comrade, I the Kasha that you asked, doesn't the Mishnah contradict Rav Sheshes? According to Rav Sheshes, should be Gloy Muslim Afreya. that the mincha was never kaddish b'kedushas klisharu. So the karmit and the kasha, yes, tepek l'chulin. I should say there's no kedusha guf at all. And for the gemara, you're right, menatari, you're right. It is yotzei l'chulin. The whole chumra is only mid the rabbanu. Gzeirus hamayomru mutzim miklisharis lachol. Everybody knows that once you did kiddush kli, once you put the mincha in a klisharis, so gets a kedusha guf l'mizbeach. That's by a normal mincha. By this mincha is not going to be so. This mincha, even though he put in a klisharis, but if Adam come later, he says she had already been mizane, so it never got a kedusha guf l'mizbeach. But if you'll allow that, if you say you will be poida the mincha, you could be moitziyat lechulin, so the balabatim will watch, and they'll think, anytime you bring a mincha, even after kiddush kli, can be poida. And it's not so normal mincha, this is a funny case. Rav Shesha said a chiddush here. If the Yedim come later, it's a gloy milsalim afreya, that the miracle was never promised, and you had no right to be mikadosh in the first place. So this is a rare case. So Rav Papa suggests that maybe the Mishnah is making a gzera de rabbonah. Minatari, you're right. Lamata on the floor, right. Uh-huh. Not that you saw if the kaimitz on the mizbech. No, it's a puzzle of mincha. You're not burning. This ref is because it's puzzle, and you can't be paid it. It's not yotze l'chulin.
According to Rav Sheshis, the maimorim are not going to work. So the whole point of going through this exercise is that when it's done, at least the husband knows he wasn't mizbech.
Right.
According to him, you never know if there are eight of them. So how does he ever going to be satisfied? Number one. Number two, there's always a chashash that there are eight of them somewhere. They're just not here yet. How could you ever throw them out?
So that's what the pasuk says, v'niko ha'ish me'avon. That's what the bottom Tosis points out. The pasuk says, v'niko ha'ish me'avon. The husband is allowed to live with his wife. He did what he was supposed to do. He brought it to the Beis HaMikdash. He went through the whole ceremony. My mamarim, nothing happened. Even though truth in the matter was she was Mizana and there are Edom in Medina Sayyam, and that's why the miracle didn't happen. But he doesn't know about the Edom. Let's say they never find out about the Edom.
And what if she learned Torah? She got a stay of execution.
Oh, so that the Gemara said she'll get sick. The Gemara said Misnavna. The Schus is Torah, she'll live on a year or two or three, but she's going to look sick right afterwards. And Bederach HaTeva, there's no reason that she should look sick. So that we understand. If she drinks the Mamarim, she looks like she's sick. She may look nervous. So you call a doctor, you ask her, does she look nervous or does she look sick? Wait till tomorrow, wait till a week after. And she still looks sick, and it's progressively sick. She may live another 3 years, but then the Bai Mamorim will bite her. But if nothing happens at all, then he's allowed to live with his wife. So the Tosis points out, that's the Gzeres HaKosav. And a husband is allowed to live with his wife, even though it may turn out that there were Edom in Medina Sayyam that he never heard about, and
the
whole Bedikah. We assume there probably are no Edom in Medina Sayyam.
That's an assumption. Without that assumption, it doesn't make sense. How can I satisfy the husband?
The husband is not going to try to, he's going to hire a private eye and try to be Mavara, whether the wife is Mizana. Till he comes to the base, it's not going to happen overnight. So he's probably going to try to do research.
So the purpose of the mind role is to bring Shalom by is, you know, the husband is very suspicious. He can't live with his wife. At least if Torah says, heads away, we'll straighten it out, and that's it.
Okay.
Once it's done, then he could live with her. If he wouldn't accept anybody's testimony, he said she wasn't zinsa. It always will bother him.
No, if someone testifies lo zinsa, good.
But you don't drink. He's righteous all along.
No, but if people say we were there in the room and she was not mizana, then there's no my mamorim. Then they're not supposed to bring her to the Beis Hamikdash. If he'll come to the Beis Hamikdash and he'll tell him, I'm cheshed, my wife and I don't trust all the witnesses who were in the room and they say nothing happened. They'll tell him, go back home, mister. You're crazy. You're nervous. Take a tranquilizer. They're not going to drink it. They're not going to give him my mamorim. My mamorim is only if it...
They went to the steer and his father. If they didn't have the steer, he wouldn't have gotten to this
point. Right, right.
So he saw something more.
But let's say there's a video going the whole time, and we watched the video, and nothing happened. So nothing happened, nothing happened. Oh, we know that something terrible happened, but it was less than actual znus. It was less than actual, it was kirabosa. They were doing other improper activities, but they weren't doing really a maisa's znus. Then the woman does not become asura ba. May want to divorce his wife, because she's fooling around with someone else, but she wasn't mizana, so she's moteris labayla.
Matzah bayar bas davar.
No. Okay. But he's not mechuyev to divorce her. He's only mechuyev to divorce her if actually mizana, if she was actually mizana. Yeah. So that's what Rav Papa suggests. Rav Papa says maybe Li'olam, you're right. Min haTorah, if it turns out after the Kiddush Kli, on the mincha. It turns out witnesses come and testify. Bo eidim v'heidu shezinsa. She had already been mezani. You're right. It's a gloy milsa l'mafreya. You were never supposed to be mekadosh the mincha nikli sharis. And min atar, the thing is simply yotzei l'chulin. It's garnished megarnished. But he says it's a gzera mid'rabbana. That's what Rapapa suggests. Maybe the Mishnah is a gzera mid'rabbana. Now the Gemara affect akashe on Rapapa. They think his answer is not right. We're going to prove that Rav Papa is wrong. They never made such a gzera d'rabbanan. Then Gemara is going to defend Rav Papa. He's okay. Freg the Gemara, they quote a Tosefta now. Masav Rav Meri Akasha on Rav Papa's answer. How can you tell me that there's a gzera mid the Rabbanan Shem Yomru? We don't want people, that we don't want the Balabatim to think that even after Kiddush Kli on a Mincha, you can be paid. After Kiddush Kli gets Dushal Guflam is back. Only has pidyon if it gets a mum kavua. Mum kavua is only by behemoth. Even by yofis, there's no mum kavua. By menachas for sure, there's no mum. There's no mum to speak of at all.
The fact to
Edom
came is not known to people at all.
Edom came, yeah.
But
they're not going to know that Rav Sheshes a gezok tachidish. Most people will not realize Rav Sheshes chidish that if the Edom come now and say she had already been mizana, the whole miracle wasn't applied. So you're going to go get all the rabbanim to publicize this din. The Rav Sheshes HaGizok, that whenever there are Edom in Medina Sayyam, so the people may still make a mistake. Not everyone will understand that. And they'll say, but I was there in the Beis HaMikdash. They put him in Chanek Lisharis, and later on it was Yotze L'chulin. So we're afraid. That's what our Papa claims. The din in the Mishnah is a Gzer D'Rabban. Freg the Gemara, I'll prove to you that they never made such a Gzer D'Rabban. Masiv Rav Meri Akasha against Rav Papa. The Mishnah says, you bring a mincha is food. The things that are mekabel tumah, there are four categories of things that are mekabel tumah. Odom, mekelim, ochel, mamashkim. So, ochel, mamashkim have to be meichel odom. So, mincha, flour, a sack of flour, is meichel odom. People don't eat flour the way it is. You have to mix it with something and bake it and cook it and do something. You don't eat raw flour. But it's mekabel tumah the way it is. So if you makriv, if you have flour of a mincha, or you have yayin lenesach, and it was mekabel tuma for some reason or another, then you're not supposed to be makriv it on the mizbeach. So let's say the husband comes with his wife, and they bring a mincha soita, and they're about to be makta the kaimet, they did the kmitza, they're about to be makta the kaimets on the mizbeach, and the kaimets is mekabel tuma. Adon Tommy walks in far-fetched. But how does Adon Tommy walk into the Azara? No one told me he's allowed to enter the Azara. A funny case. Adonim Tomei walks into the Azara, where you have a dead mouse in the Azara, and it touches the Mincha. Mincha, the Kaimitz became Nitma. So what do you do with the Kaimitz? It can't be Makted around the Mizbeach. There's an Iser. You're not allowed to be Makriv. There's a din, a carbon that's Tomei is Puzzle. And then the second din, a Puzzle, a carbon, is also to be Makted around the Mizbeach. So what do you do if the Kaimitz of the Mincha became Nitma? Say, burn it on the floor. You burn it on the floor. So that's what the Mishnah, the Tosefta has. Nitmis minchasa achelo kitcha bikli. What's the din? The husband brings the mincha to the Beis HaMikdash. They didn't do the kiddush kli yet. It only has kedushas damim lamizbech. Doesn't yet have kedusha guf lamizbech. Menachas and esachim require kiddush kli to endow them with kedusha guf lamizbech. Before it gets kedusha guf lamizbech, it has pidyon. So if the mincha, the whole sack of flour is nitma, achalai kitcha bikli, before you put it into a kli sharis. So there's no problem. Harei kecholam menachas v'tifada. That's a din in any carbon mincha. Any carbon mincha before kiddush kli only has kedushas damim lamizbech. Kedushas damim by definition means it's only kiddush for its value. So it's ayim lepidyon. So any mincha before kiddush kli has pidyon v'tifada. What if mishi kitcha bikli? What if the husband brought his wife to the Beis HaMikdash and the Beis Nagaros giving him the Musa, the Tachach HaShayin, and they already did the first step. They put the whole flour in a klisharis. They didn't do the kmitz yet. They put in klisharis. Put in a klisharis, gets kedosh aguf lamizbeach, so no longer has any pidyon. So what do you do if it's nitmo? So you got to burn it on the floor. Arei kachal manochas v'tisarf, like any other mincha that becomes nitmeis after kiddush kli. So you burn it on the floor, not on the mizbech. It's possible you can't burn on the mizbech. What if kiddush hakoymetz, the kohen did, they put the mincha, the husband came his wife, the soita to the Beis HaMikdash, and they're holding by this stage, they put the mincha in a klisharis, then the kohen does a kmitza, kiddush hakoymetz, and you have to take the kmitza in your hand, then you take the kohen and you put it into a second klisharis. and then you're supposed to throw it on the mizbech when the second klusharis. So what's the din? Kiddush hakometz. They put the komets, the fistful of flour, into the second klusharis, and they didn't have a chance for the hispik lahakrivo. They didn't have a chance to pour it on the mizbech. They didn't do the haktaras hakometz yet. Achemesu. Either the husband gets a heart attack and he drops dead. The husband dies, so you stop the music in the middle. The whole purpose, you can't bring a mincha men asoirim. A mincha men achitim you can bring, but a mincha men asoirim is either it's a mincha soito, or a mincha haimer, or it doesn't exist. You're not allowed to bring a mincha men asoirim. So if the husband dies, there's nothing to discuss. The whole purpose of the mincha soito is to be mevarer, whether the husband is not allowed to continue with his wife or not. Whether he has to divorce his wife.
How about the ramification of Tzuba?
It should have been for that purpose, but not, because the whole ksuv is only the Rabbanan. The mincha soita has to first, the main ramification has to be shimuteres lebaylo or not. Then as a secondary ramification, we'll determine whether she's entitled to ksuv or not. But to bring the mincha just for the purpose of determining, it's a lot of money. Let's say the ksuba has $100,000, has a lot of money in it, but still, you only bring the mincha soita, has to be, the main purpose has to be matir the isha
lebailo. What about
ibum? So we had the Mishnah, we won't do ibum. Okay? I mean, we should bring it after the husband. The main purpose has to be to be matir the woman to the husband. Even though it's a secondary purpose, you want to know whether we should do ibum or only do chalitza. So the main purpose has to be the husband has to be alive. Okay, that's what it says. Even though there are other ramifications that it's relevant, but you can't be makriv a mincha soita for that only. It has to be mata di isha lebayl. So achemesu, the husband dies. Or achemesu he, the wife gets a heart attack and she dies. So the whole story is irrelevant now. The whole story is moot. So what's the din? We did a kiddush kli on the mincha. Then we get a kiddush on the, we did kmitza. Then we put the kaimetz, the kain who did the kmitz, he has the flour in his fist, he throws into the second klishas, we weren't makterit yet. And now all of a sudden it's irrelevant. So you're not allowed to be makterit. So you stop where you are. So what do you stop where you are? So what do you do with the kaimetz? Say, burn on the floor. Harei kechol sharam harei kechol amenachas v'tisorif on the floor, not v'tikorif on the mizbeach. You burn it on the floor because it's a mincha and you're stuck. You can't be paid it because it had a very kiddush kli. And it can't be yotze lechulin. It can't be makrivit because it's irrelevant. Say, burn on the floor. What if korev hakoimetz? Oh, that's what you said before. What if the husband brings the wife to the Beis Hamikdash and it's taking so long there? Then they were makta the koimetz on the mizbeach, and then the wife drops dead. Then the husband drops dead. After they already were makta the koimetz. So it's already, the korban is finished already. Once you makta the koimetz, the korban is finished. So even though now the whole relevance, now the whole korban is irrelevant because the husband died or the wife, they both died. The husband died, both died. It doesn't matter if korev hakoimetz, if they already were makta the koimetz, they burnt it on the mizbech. Well, and the kohanim didn't have an opportunity yet. Lechav hashirayim, the kohanim is shiori hamincha. The koimetz is burnt and the rest is called shiori hamincha. So the gemara learns out from the psukim that we considered kohanim oichlim. When the Kohanim eat, the same thing by Chatas and Osham, by Kochi Kochim. Chatas and Osham is Kochi Kochim, Oilos Kochi Kochim, but there's no Achilas Kohanim. The Oilos Kula Kol, you burn the whole thing. But the Chatas, the Osham, and the Mincha, so the Kohanim eat. Whatever is not burnt on the Mizbech, the Kohanim eat. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim, that you need Zichri Kohuna to eat it in the Azorah, because the eating of the Chatas Osham and Shiori Menoch is the eating of the Kochi Kochim. Is considered like a hakrovas korban. As if kohanim oichlim mevaylim miskaprim, as if that's a chelik of the kapara, like when you burn the koimetz on the mizbech, or you burn the chelik, the emurim on the mizbech, that's a haktorah. So we consider the achilas hakohanim as if that's also a haktorah. The din is akol korban chatakriv melach. Whenever you burn something on the mizbech, on a mincha you have to put salt, and on a emurim whenever you burn something on the mizbech, you have to put salt. So the Gemara learns out that the Kohanim who eat the Shiori HaMincha have to salt that also. Because their Achila is like Achila's on Mizbeach. It's like Akrova. It's like a Haktorah on the Mizbeach. So the Braisa says, Korev HaKoimetz, if they already burnt the kaimets on the mizbech, well, his bilechol shirayim, and the kohanim didn't have an opportunity yet to eat the shiori hamincha shemesu. Till the husband or the wife dies, or they both died. So what's the din in such a case? You stop the music in the middle, you don't eat it? No. It's already. When once you finish the hakrovas ha-mincha, once you did the haktaras ha-kaim, the mincha is finished already. So of course you can eat it. Tosfos quotes Gemara from the end of Krisis. What's the din? If a person, there's an institution of carbon chatos. When is a carbon chatos? If a person violated an aver b'shoigig, which the nature of the aver was such, if he would have violated the aver b'mezin, would have mechayiv kareis, so he violates the aver b'shoigig, he's chayiv chatos. Let's say by mistake a person spoke loshon hara, or by mistake a person ate chaza, a person ate basa b'chol, a person ate nevela. So there's no kareis over there. Even if he do it b'mezin, there's no kareis. So if he does the aver b'shoigig, there's no chatos. But if he does an aver b'shoigig, which the nature of the aver is such, there are 36 averes, lamed vav krisis hamuras batar, the first Mishnah krisis lists off. So if he violates one of the 36 krisis b'shoigig, that if he would have done a meiz, would have been chayv kares, then he's chayv chatas. What if he has a suffek? If he violated this aver b'shoigig or there was no aver, he's not sure. So then you bring an ashem tolli. So what happens? He's makdish, and you can't just be makdish and achshem tal in the middle of that's a machlekes hatanoim. So one tana's of the pink. It always it's baba nedu and the dovim, and we usually assume not like that tana. An achshem tal is not baba nedu and the dovim. Chatas and an achshem is not baba nedu and the dovim. So we paskin most rishonim paskin achshem tal is not baba nedu and the dovim either. So what if a person is not sure? He ate in a restaurant. He ate the fat of the flesh, and then the mashgiach runs out from the kitchen. He says, "Gevald, gevald, I made a mistake. We served somebody chalev, and they're not sure who ate the chalev. But I ate the chalev. He ate the chalev. So I'm not sure if I ate chalev. If I can ascertain that I ate the chalev, I bring a chatos. If I'm not sure if I ate the chalev or not, so I have to bring an oshem toli. So let's say I designate the oshem toli. Stam like this, I can't. It's not bob and edwin adover. It can't be makdush and oshem toli unless you really have a suffix whether you violated such an aver." So let's say I'm magdish and oshem toloi, and then a week goes by before I had a chance to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash, and then we ascertain that I did not eat the chalev, or I ascertain that I did eat the chalev, one way or the other. So if I ascertain that I did eat the chalev, oshem toloi is not sufficient, I got to bring achatos. So what do I do with my oshem toloi? So it's kodesh, because b'shaita, when I designated it, that kakdusha guflam is beach. You don't need kiddush kli by behemoth and neifus. You don't need kiddush kli. It gets right away kiddush al guf lamizbeach. So you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then be poida. And then what do you do? Usually when you have a carbon and it gets a mum, so you poida and you take the money to buy the same carbon. Here you designated an ashem toloi, and then it turns out later on you ascertain that you didn't need it either because it's yivadei did eat chelav or yivadei did not eat chelav.
Why is it? It's like it never happened. I mean, here you're going to bring it with the understanding that I don't know what happened. You found out that it happened, so this was like
either I find that it did happen or it didn't happen. Right. I ascertained before I had a chance to
so
be.
You
makrif.
Don't have to bring it because so
not you don't have to. You're not allowed to bring. You have to stop where you are. So
right.
What do you do with the Oshem Talui?
I understand, but didn't you?
Bachatos is not for Ben Edwin.
No, but he's not using the money from the sale of the Oshem Talui to buy Bachatos.
I don't think so. That's the wrong. An Oshem is an Oshem, and a Chatos is a Chatos. You can't do that.
I think it's a machlokes in Krisus. I think one Tana says it's you can use it. It's full. One Tana says I think that you have to wait till it gets a more.
I don't remember. I thought the din is, I have to check it up. I thought the din is you have to wait till it gets a mum, because at the time that I was magdish it, I had a suffix whether I ate the chalev or not. So the hakdosha b'shaita was chal. And now you have to wait till it gets a mum because it has kedusha guf lamizbech. After you paid it, so then what do you do with the money? So that the Gemara learns out, the Mishnah in Shkolim learns out from a pasuk. The Mishnah says, Zu medrash dorish yahoyoda hakoyin. And not a Tana. This is from the times of Bais Rishon. There was a biblical figure by the name of Yehoyada HaKoyin. He's the Haftorah of Parshas Shkolim, I think. Yehoyada was the Kohen Gadol. So he darshan that pasuk in Chumash, and the Mishnah in Shkolim quotes his drasha. Usually we used to quoting Tanoim, who developed halachas. Here's halacha that was developed b'tkufas Bais Rishon. What's the halacha? Whenever you have money left over from kachi kachim, you're supposed to use it for korban oilo. Let's say a guy sets aside $500 to bring a Korban Chatas. He knows that he was Mechal Shabbos B'Shegeg, has to bring a Chatas. Comes to Yerushalayim, he buys a Chatas, a bargain, for $300. He has $200 left over. He set aside $500 for a Chatas. He comes to Yerushalayim, gets a Chatas for $300. What does he do with $200? That's called Moisa Chatas Korev Oilo. Moisa Osham Korev Oilo. Moisa Mincha Korev Oilo. Moisa all kochi kochim. Any money left over, anything left over. Kaitz on his bear, right. You bring as oilas nidvas tzibur. Not as his, not as a personal oila, as oilas nidvas tzibur. Right. Kaitz on his bear is oilas nidvas tzibur. Right.
How here does the, why does the Haftarah make it, take it out of the toast of Hekus? When he first put it in, it turns out Lamafreya that it was a mistake.
Which case?
When he died, when the person died after the Haftarah. So it became a mafreya that it was never needed.
No, at the time it was magdashit, he needed it. At the time it was makadashit bikli, had a kiddush kli, everything was good. And then they were makta the kaimitz, everything was fine. And then the husband and the wife are both dropped dead.
Okay, if Adam Adam came after the Haftarah.
If Adam came after, then Rav Sheshis claimed, if there are Adam anywhere in the world who know about it, then the miracle was never promised because it's unnecessary, even though you don't know that they were Adam. That he considers that unnecessary, and therefore it never had a Kiddush Kli in the first place.
Lamafreya.
Right. That's what Rav Sheshis says. And they were trying to slug him up from the Mishnah, and they defended him. No, he can. We assume like Rav Sheshis. So Rav Papa was trying to patch up Rav Sheshis. So he said, the Mishnah that says that it is Kaddish and you burn it on the floor, it's only a Gzerim and the Rabbanah, Kadesh Elo Yomru, the Hegdash Yotze L'chul and after Kiddush Kli. So now the Gemara is asking Akasha against Rav Papa. Most of Rav Meri is going to ask Akasha against Rav Papa. So he quotes this long Tosefta. We're still not finished yet. We didn't get to the line that has the Kasha. So far, what does it say? Nochamol, the husband brings his wife to the Beis HaMikdash, and he brings the mincha, and they were makta the kaimitz, and after being makta, before the kadam had a chance to eat the shiari menachas, the husband or the wife dies. So no, the whole issue is irrelevant now, but since we were makta the kaimitz, so the mincha is kosher the way it is, kippet svek v'holchola, so the kadam can eat the shiari hamincha. Fine. What if bola edim shehit meya? What if we were makta the mincha on the Mizbeach, and then witnesses come and they testified that she had already been Mizana 5 months ago. Bola Edim Shehitameya. So it sounds like the Mincha Bishaito was Kodosh, and Minchosa Nisrefis. You burn it on the floor. It means.
We
burnt the kaimitz on the Mizbeah. Right. And now the Kohanim want to know, should they eat the Shiari Mincha or not? So now we find out after Haktoras HaKaimitz, before the Kohanim eat the Shiari HaMincha, we discover now that the girl had already been Mizana a year ago.
Yeah, but the burning was appropriate. The burning was appropriate because they didn't come
till
after the
Haktoras. Right. So the Shaila is, if you hold like Rav Sheshes, that if there are Edim anywhere, Medina Sayam, the whole miracle was never promised in the first place. So why does it say Minchas and Esrefis? That's what we asked before.
Because they came after the Esrefis. They came after the Kohen, which was on his
bed. No, but the whole thing should be Yotze
L'chulin. It was already in Esrefis. Oh, so they should eat without the Kohan. Yeah. So whether the Kohan should eat it or not. That's the shout.
The Kohanim should not eat it. That's for sure. The Kohanim should not eat it.
But the Shrefis took place before the Eden came.
They burnt the Kaimitz on the Mizbeah.
Right, so the rest of the stuff, right.
So why does it say Minchas and the Shrefis? Why do you have to burn it? Hashad, a Hefzid, a Baltashchis. Why don't you say it's Yotze L'chulin? I should say it was never Kaddish in the first place. It's not Bob and Edder and Adobe. So Rav Papa suggested that was the Kash we had on Rav Sheshis. That was the kash we had in Rav Sheshis. So Rav Papa suggested that it's only Midirabbanan. Okay, so let's assume like Rav Papa. So far, so good. The kash is from the next line. Nimsu edeho zememim. How did we give her the Maimon Morim in the first place, because the husband brought two witnesses that there was Kinui and two witnesses that there was Stira. That was the opening Mishnah. He need two witnesses, he need one witness, whatever. He brought, let's say, two witnesses that there was Kinui and two witnesses that there was Stira, and then we brought the Mincha, and then we did the Haktaras HaKaimitz, and now, after Haktaras HaKaimitz, before the Kohanim meet the Shiari HaMincha, Nimtzu Eidech is a very far-fetched case. Eidem Zam is always very far-fetched. So this is a very far-fetched case. In between Haktaras HaKaimitz and Achilas HaKohanim and Tishori HaMincha, Nimtzu Eidech is a Mimim. A second pair of Eidem come, and they say that the Eid Kina, the Eid Stira, they're lying, they weren't there, the whole thing is above a Maisa. So the whole thing from day number one, the whole thing was a mistake. You had no right. You had no right to be Mekadosh the whole thing in the first place. So what's the din in that case? So I should say also, according to Rapapa, I should have said there's a Kadesh Elo Yomru. I should have said Exerim Rabbanu, Kadesh Elo Yomru. Hegdash is Yaitzei Miklishoris Lechulin. You should have made Exerim Rabbanu. So then Tosefta says you don't make Exerim Rabbanu. Nimtzuei Deo Zaymimim Minchos Lechulin. The thing is Yaitzei Lechulin. They see that there is no Exerim Rabbanu. So how do you explain the other line, Minchas and Esrefes? So isn't it a raya against Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes claims if there are Edom anywhere, even though the Edom in Medina Sayam, the Edom didn't show up yet. As long as there are Edom somewhere, the whole miracle is unnecessary and the miracle will not happen. The miracle was never promised in such a case. So if Rav Sheshes is right, so if it's Bola Edom Sheet Temeya, in between the Haktaras HaKaimitz and Achilos HaKohanim, I should say Teitzei Lechulin. It should be Yotze Lechulin. It should be Gloy Milson Afer. The whole Kiddush Kli was worthless. The whole thing was a mistake. So Rav Papa defended Rav Sheshes. Says, no, there's Exer de Rabbanan. Make Exer Rabbanan. What do you mean? The Balabatim will think that a Mincha is Yotze Lechulin after Kiddush Kli. There's Exer de Rabbanan. So how can you say it's Exer de Rabbanan? The Tosefta says, Nimtzai de Azevim, Minchos Lechulin. You're not worried about Exer. There is no Exer de Rabbanan. So why don't you say the same by Bola Edim Shehit Temeya? So you see that Rav Sheshes is wrong. That as long as the Yadim didn't come before we were Mekadosh et Nikli, the miracle was necessary and everything worked. Kasha against Rav Papa. But Kasha against Rav Papa, but we don't really. So we're going to say Rav Papa is wrong, but we don't understand it then either. We don't understand. Why should it be Minchas and Esrefes? I should say, since we were Makta the Kaimetz, so everything was good b'shaito, so let the Kana meet Kippur Svek of Ahalchala. If we were Makta the Kaimetz behechshir, if they're Makta the Kaimetz and then the husband dies or the wife dies, he say, the carbon was kosher, let the Kana meet. See here also, if the Edom come after Haktaras HaKaimetz or b'shaito, it was necessary. The miracle was promised. So when they were makta the kaimitz, it was good. So let the kohanim eat the shiori mincha. So we don't really understand the tosefta anyway. We don't understand why should it be in the srefes.
Because there was a reason. People will think that you can always take it out, even though it became kudish.
So that's what Rapapa said like that. So now we don't understand the next line. If Rapapa is right. We don't understand the next line. Nim said, why should it be chulin? So we're proving from the next line, Rapop is wrong. So how do you read the first line? Why is Menchas and Esrefes? You should say Teitzel Lechulin. The Edom was said on the Kinui Astira. The whole story begins. Yeah, yeah. The husband comes and he tells the whole story. He warned his wife, Altistri and Mishplaini. And he brings two Edom on the Kina, two Edom on the Stira. And they go through the whole Maimon Morim, they're going through the bring the Mincha, and then half an hour later, in between Haktaras HaKaimitz, Achilas Kohanim, another pair of Edom come and they say that they're Edi Sheker. So you had no right in the first place to bring a Mincha Saita. So it comes out, Mincha Sechulin, Teitzel Lechulin. So you see, the Rapapa's concern is not correct. There is no Xer de Rabbanon. So then you don't understand the line in the Brisa either. If they were Makta the Kaimetz, and the Kohanim didn't eat the Shor and Mincha yet, so why does it say Minchos and Esrefes? There should be the Minchos and Achelas.
It's no different than Meso.
Yeah, it should be the same as Meso. Yeah. It should be the Minchos and Achelas. So you see the Rav Sheshes is right. So why should it be Nisreb? Should be Teitzel L'chum. So we don't know what's going on. But we don't know what's going on, but we see Rav Papa is wrong. We don't have the correct answer, but we see Rav Papa is wrong. And for the Gemara, no. The only way to knock sense into this Tosefta is to assume Rav Papa is right. But the Edom Zaymimim, that's a Milsa de la Shchicha. That's Edom come and a Maisa's Nus is also Milsa de la Shchicha. Edom, that a woman is Mazana in the presence of Edom is a Milsa de la Shchicha. And the Edom are going to come in the middle, in between the Haktar. The whole thing is a Milsa de la Shchicha. The Gemara considers Edom Zaymimim is more of a Milsa de la Shchicha. So they never made the Gzeira. If such a far fetched case should come up, Edom will be Huzmu. So that's such a Milsa de la Shchicha, so they never made the Gzeira.
That the reason that they're doing
it
not because you can take more.
Once something had a kiddush kli, can be
mitzvah.
Right, that's what the Gemara answers. And for the Gemara, Edom Zamimim Kamrit. You're asking Akasha against Rav Papa from a Tosefta, from a case of Edom Zamim. Nah, that the people will understand. Edom Zamim Kala Islay. The Balabatim will understand. That's a different story. We were Mazim the Edom. Everybody understands the whole thing was wrong. But if so, they never made Exer the Rabbanim. But in the other case, if Bo'ol Edom afterwards, and Rav Shesha says the Mayim are not Bodkim, the miracle was never promised. So that the Hamoinam will not understand. So there, Rav Papa is right. There, they made Exer the Rabbanim. As they like, that's the Maskanas Gemara. They remain. Rav Sheshis is right that if Yesh La Edom in Medina Sayam Ein Amayim Boit Gemoisa, and the way to read the Mishnah, why is it Minchas and Esrefis, why shouldn't it be Yetzir L'chulin? You got to say like Rav Papa Exer de Rabban. So then the Gemara concludes Tanya Kavasa de Rav Sheshis V'lav Mitai Mei. We have a Braisa that says Beferis like Rav Sheshis. If they brought the woman and she brought the Mincha and everything, but there are Edom in Medina Sayam. At the time that we went through the whole ceremony, we didn't know that it's a Vadois that she was in. So she was a Suffolk. And later on, we find out there are Edom. So the miracle cannot be relied on, because when it's unnecessary, the miracle was never promised. So the Brisa says like Rav Sheshes, but based on a different Pasuk. Rav Sheshes on Amud Aleph said it based on the Pasuk, V'nistra v'hinditmo v'edein bo. So it means if there are Edom anywhere in the world, the miracle was not promised. So Rashi pointed out on Amud Aleph, that's a chiddush what Rav Sheshes said, because we kept on saying the Eid Ein Bo teaches us a different thing, that Eid Echad is Nemon after Kinu Yistira. Usually you need two Edom to be Mevar that an Eish Hashish was in, so, but if you have first Kinu Yistira, and then you have Eid Echad, then Eid Echad is believed. So Rav Sheshes is really using the words the Eid Ein Bo in a different meaning. There are no Edom at all who know anything about it. If there are Edom, even in Medina Sayam, the miracle was never promised. So one could ding such with that, but Ein Bo means a different thing. And Eid Echad is Nemon if the Kinu Yistira. So the Gemara says, there's a Braisa that says the same idea as Rav Sheshes based on a different Pasuk. Tanya Kavasa de Rav Sheshes, V'lav Mitai Mei. Not based on the same Pasuk. The Gemara, you see, we today, when we would say, my timer, what's the reason for something? So we wouldn't say a Pasuk. We usually say, that's not a reason. What's the reason for the Pasuk? We usually, today, we say, my time, he says, Svara. When the Gemara says, my time, they quote a Pasuk. My time, what's the reason? So they say, it's based on a Pasuk. That's the answer. So the Gemara says, Tani Kavasa Rav Sheshes, the Lav Mitai Mei. Not the same reason that he gave Pasuk A. The price is Pasuk B. A different Pasuk. Which Pasuk? The Pasuk says, a miracle is promised in either direction. If the woman is guilty of znus, the miracle is going to promise she's going to die and misa mishunah of itself, sabitam and awfully erecha, even though there's no poison in the mayim amarim. And if she's innocent, and the husband put her through the whole thing, so even if she didn't have any children until then, the niksa of an Israel zara, and if she did have children, but there were difficulties, so then she'll have an easier birth, and the children will be healthier, and so on. So either direction, either if zinsa, loy zinsa, a miracle is promised. And now the Braisa comments on that miracle, that the Pasuk says, if the woman is innocent, the miracle will occur in that direction. That if she never had any children, she'll be able to have children. If she had a fertility problem, she'll be able to have. And if she had children, but they were not healthy, now they will be healthy, and the pregnancy will be easy, and the delivery will be easy. Everything will go better. So what happens if the woman, it's either A or B. Either she's guilty, a miracle is going to happen that direction. Or if she's in it, a miracle is going to happen in that direction. What if the woman is guilty, but she has a schus to be toila? She's going to live another 3 years. So the miracle is going to happen in the 3 years, the other miracle is going to happen. She's not going to die for the next 3 years because she did so much tzedakah and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, so she'll have a baby. Yeah. So the Braisa says, no, that's only if she's innocent. If she's guilty, she's not going to die for the next couple of years. She has chus as toila, but the miracle that's supposed to happen if she's tahira will not apply. So
theoretically, you can find out right away if she doesn't have a child within 9 months. You know that something was amiss.
No. Well, you see if she looks sick.
No, I'm saying, let's say she's not pregnant. Let's say so you can see.
Well, if it's chus toila, we assume that she's going to look sick.
Okay.
So yes, a doctor, does it look like it's a temporary sickness or a permanent sickness? It looks permanent. That means that by mamarim was baidik. Yeah. So the Gemara quotes this brayse. Tahira, below she esh le'edim imeninus le'am. The pasuk says, if she was lo tameya utahira hi v'niksa v'nizra zara. So the pasuk says utahira hi only if she's tahira. But lo she esh le'if there edim imeninus le'am who know that zinsa, even though the edim never showed up, the miracle that she'll have babies will not apply because she's really, the miracle she's going to die is not going to happen. The Torah didn't promise the miracle because it's unnecessary. The miracle was only promised to be Mavara. But if there are Edom and Nina Sayam, so theoretically the Edom can show up, so it's considered an unnecessary miracle. So the Brisa says the same as Rav Shesha said, but based on a different pasuk. They didn't base it on the pasuk, the Eid Ein Bo. Eid Ein Bo, we already said, or the first daf in the Mesich, the Eid Ein Bo teaches me, Eid Echad is Naman after Kinas Tiris. Rather, learn that from this pasuk. Tahoy Revelo Shesh Leid Nina Sayam. Then you have a Vav Utahoy Rehi. How Rashi quotes the whole pasuk: if the woman is not tmeya utara he v'niksav and is vazar tahara utara v'lo shetalsa laschus. Let's say the woman is not tahara, but she has a schusim, so she's going to live on another 1 or 2 or 3 years. So the miracle is not going to happen that she's going to have a baby now. She really deserved to die, but the schus was tahara. So the miracle to have a baby will not happen. And then the pasuk continues, there's an extra vav, and there's an extra word tahira, and there's an extra word he. Everything is miyuter in the pasuk. What is the word he? What does that indicate? What if all the women in the neighborhood, everybody knows that the woman was mezana? You can't nail it down. The rumor has it, everybody knows, all the yentas. Apparently they used to sit at night in the moonlight and used to stitch sweaters. They used to knit sweaters at night. So everybody, all the yentas are talking about, everybody knows the woman had an affair. There's some things that people in the neighborhood know what happened. So the miracle, just because the husband doesn't know and the Kohanim and the Beis HaMikdash don't know, but it's popular knowledge, it's a public knowledge, so then the miracle is not going to happen. The Rebbe Shlom didn't promise the miracle when it's unnecessary. If the whole neighborhood knows that the woman was Mazana, then the miracle was never promised. Then the Gemara goes back to Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon by Yehoi. Reb Shimon was on Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara quoted a Machlekes HaTanaim. Is there such an institution of Schus Toila Bo? If the woman did a lot of mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, she did a lot of tzedakah, whatever. So is there such a concept that Schus Toila Bo should live on 1 or 2 or 3 years? You have to drink that Maim Amarim or not. So we assume that yes, there is such a concept. And Tana Reb Shimon disagrees. He didn't live Bisman Abayis. He lived, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai lived after the Churban Abayis. So they never saw a real Sota. They're all trying to reconstruct what it was like. What would happen. Reb Shimon claims it cannot be. That's the first wide line on Vav Amud Aleph. More quotes from a Mishnah later. Reb Shimon Amar Ein Schus Toila B'Maim Amarim. It cannot be. How can you say on Vav Amud Aleph on the first wide line in the Gemara? So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah later. The Reb Shimon says it cannot be that the schus, if the woman did mitzvahs in Ma'asim Tovim, cannot be that the schus of the mitzvahs will extend her life, because im atayim schus tal my mamarim. So then, what does he say? Number one, matcha atas hamayim ifnei kol anoshim. The women will not be afraid to drink the my mamarim. Each woman will think, I daven so much. I say tilim, I give tzedakah, I organize bikur cholim, and that. So the women won't be afraid. The woman had an affair, she won't be afraid to drink the maimam mam, because chus toilabo. Ultimately, this chus toilabo for a year or two or three is going to die, mesa mishuna. But the women will not be afraid. And the whole idea of the maimam mam, the women should be afraid to drink it because they know that there's a pachar over here. So Shimon says, it doesn't make sense that chus should be toilabo. And he says, number two, at the motzi shemra ala tohera sheshasu. Let's say there's a woman who was a tzaddikus and she drank the maimam mam, nothing happened. So the people say, nah, she was really mizana, but she, because she did the mitzvahs, ma'isim tovim, that's why she didn't die on the spot. And really she's innocent. So that's terrible. How can it be? How can it be? He says, atamotzi shemra ala tor shishosu, heinomrim, tameyusoy, the belt will say the woman was really guilty, elishatola lehmaschus. Rabbi Shimon argues, it cannot be the schus is toilah. It must be that the ma'amorim is always bodik. No exceptions to the rule. Preg di gemara, Preg di gemara vir Reb Shimon on the last line on Vav Amidays. Preg ma vir Reb Shimon, he the Vav loy darish. True, he doesn't darshan the Vav. We said in this pasuk, Tahira he, there are three things that are muta. The word Tahira is muta, because it says, Im lo tamea he, u tahora he. Im lo tamea is Tahira. So the word Tahira is muta, the word he is muta, the word Vav. Utar, there are three things that are muta. So the Gemara said, the pasuk is promising the miracle, the taiva, that if the woman is tahira, v'niksav in Israel zo, she'll have a baby, and if she had babies in the pit, so it'll be easier to have the babies. The Gemara says there are three cases where she's not going to die right away, but the miracle that she'll have a baby will not happen. When are those? If you have Edim who know that she was mezana, or if schus was toila and she's not going to die, or if, what's the third one? All the women, yeah, that's another case. All the women in the neighborhood, all the people in the neighborhood know that the woman was mezana. Preg di Gemara, true Reb Shimon did away. He claims it cannot be, that's chus toila bo. But the other two drushes he probably does agree to. So if there are Edom in Medina Sayam, Reb Shimon is going to agree to Reb Sheshes that this chus is toila. Or if all the women in the neighborhood know that the woman had an affair, then also the Maimam Morim are not going to be voided. So the same thing, Atamotzi Laz ala Tahiris, a woman is going to drink Maimam Morim and nothing will happen, and the neighbors will say she's really guilty, but everybody knows she was Mizana. That's why the miracle didn't happen. So what's going to be with Reb Shimon's argument? Shimon says it cannot be, the miracle always works. If the miracle doesn't always work, so the whole parsha doesn't make sense. So what's he going to do? So he crosses out schus toilah. Does he cross out the other two also? And for the Gemara, Frek the Marakash, Reb Shimon, he the Vavlai Darsh, he doesn't Darsh in Utahoirehi, Velosha Talsala schus, he doesn't believe in schus, but the other two are not based on the Vav. V'yesh le'edim, or if all the people in the neighborhood know, V'hoiko, Yesh Leid the Medina saying, what about Rav Sheshes' case? Everything more, that's so rare. There's a milsad al shchicha, so they won't be motzi laz al tohiris. If that's the case, that's so rare. So, the Gemara said Rav Shimon would be masking to them. Okay. Fine. Then the Mishnah proceeds to say, he finally brought his wife to the Beis HaMikdosh. He had Kino, he had Stira, he had Edom. He comes to the Beis HaMikdosh. What do they do then? So the Mishnah is going to tell you the whole procedure. Yeah, we're not there yet. We're just traveling on the way. So he lives in Kiryat Shmona. Kiryat Shmona, very far away from Yerushalayim. And when he comes with his wife, he's married to his wife. What? Let's say when the wife didn't go to mikveh. So there's an Issa Yichud. So the Gemara says the husband is allowed to be Misach with Ishtay Nida. So what's over here? Is there an Issa Yichud between the husband? He's married to his wife. After Kinu Yastira, he's not allowed to be with her. He's not allowed to live with his wife. But is there an Issa Yichud now? So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. The Shaila being, when he comes to Yerushalayim, he's going to drive by car. They're going to sleep over. It's a very long distance. He's going to sleep over in a motel. You have to rent two different rooms. They can't sleep in the same room because an Issa Yichud. Or they say, no, it's like Ishtay Nida. They're married. There's no Issa Yichud. But Ishtay Nida, maybe the reason why, because it's going to be mutter later on. His wife is always a Nida, then she goes to mikveh. Even if this month it takes 3 weeks, sometimes takes a longer time, but he knows it's Yesh Lepas Besalo. He knows she's going to be Muteris Lebat, but over here may turn out that's the end. He may never see her again. Okay. So that's the Machlekes HaTanoim. So the Mishnah says, what should the husband do? He did Kinas Dir. What's the next step? First he goes to the local Bezdin. He goes to the local Bezdin in his own city. Welcome in the city where he lives. And then they say, look, mister, you better go to the Beis HaMikdash and have the Maim HaMarim. They send along two Rabbanim to go with the husband and the wife in order to avoid Yichud. Shema Yavo Aleha Baderech. To avoid Yichud. Rab Yudah disagrees. There's no Issa Yichud. What is the din of Yichud? So Yichud, the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in the end of Kiddushin. The Gemara says that Yichud is deraisa. Simple reading in the Gemara. This Yichud is deraisa. Yichud with a single girl, that the Gemara says, David gozer aleha. The Yichud penuya, that was in the days of David. When Amnon and Tamar had their affair, so David HaMelech was gozer Yichud penuya. But the Gemara says, Yichud, let's say, I'm going to be misyachid with someone else's wife, with Tenacious Ish. I'll be misyachid with my aunt. An uncle is allowed to marry a niece, but an aunt is not allowed to marry a nephew. So let's say I have an aunt who's single. So is that only yichud derabbanon, yichud penuyah? So the Gemara seems to say, no, that's yichud deraisa. Yichud kol arayis is an issa deraisa. How do you know there's a yichud deraisa? Because the Gemara quotes the pasuk by Mesis. How does it say? Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. If someone tries to coax you, to convince you to worship Abba Dezara, so you shouldn't listen, you shouldn't worship Abba Dezara, and you should bring to Edom, to Bezdin, to ascertain that he was a Mesis, and the Mesis is Chayv Misa. Even though it's only for attempted, he was attempting to get me to worship Abba Dezara. I never worshipped Abba Dezara. For the trying to convince me to worship Abba Dezara, that's enough of an Aver. A Mesis is Chayv Misa for that alone. So the pasuk gives an example. Even though it's your mom is your brother, you have the same mother. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishit says it goes on Yoshke that he had a Jewish mother. He didn't have a Jewish father. Virgin Mary. They say he had no father. No, the Holy Ghost, whatever. So that's what he says. He has many svarim. One of his svarim he writes like that. Okay. So the Gemara has a comment on. It's the pasuk says, "Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha baseser leimar neilchem and avdal imachem." Why baseser? Because usually a guy's afraid to go speak in public. Let's go worship Baba Dezar. They're going to give him a hard time. So he tries to commit someone baseser when no one else is around. So how can that happen? That someone's going to convince someone else baseser? I mean, you're explaining how can you have witnesses if he's going to do the hasasa baseser? What do you have to witness? So the Mishnah says, you get two witnesses to hide behind the wall. Yeah, but the Pasuk doesn't really say this, but the Gemara says, the Pasuk sounds a little bit as if the son is trying to convince his mother to worship Abba Dezar. It doesn't really say that. It says, Kisischa achicha ben imecho. My brother, it sounds like my half-brother, we have the same mother, we don't have the same father. So it sounds like my brother's trying to convince me to worship Abba Dezar Baseisa. So two brothers, there's no Issa Yichud. There's two men, there's no Issa Yichud. So Gemara understands from the Pasuk, Baseiser, the son could be misyachid with his mother. If a man is trying to coax a woman to worship Abba Dezar, a woman is trying to convince a man to worship Abba Dezar, how did the story ever get off the ground, Baseiser? Right, there's an Issa Yichud.
Maybe it's violating the Issa Yichud.
Simple. Violating the Issa Yichud.
He's ready to be made.
Prepared to worship Abba Dezara. Avada. So Sinishkin Kasha. So the Gemara somehow learns out from this pasuk, a Bain could be misyachid with his mother. Where does it say that Bain is trying to coax the mother? It says a brother is trying to convince the brother to worship Abba Dezara. It's my half brother, we have the same mother. So somehow the Gemara reads into the pasuk. The question is it an asmachta? The Rama holds the whole thing is only an asmachta. And other Rishonim learn, no, it's a real drashe gemara, it's not an asmachta. That somehow the son is trying to convince the mother to worship Abba Dezara. How did that ever happen that it should be baseser? Because there's no Issa Yichud, a mother and a son. A mother and a son, the father and the daughter, the same thing, there's no Issa Yichud. But all other arayas, there is an Issa Yichud. So that's how the Gemara establishes that Yichud is derais. The Rambam writes that Yichud is only derabbanon, and the pasuk is an asmachta. And the other Rishonim learned the Gemara Kibshuta, the Yichud is really deraisa. Somehow this pasuk is a real drashic Gemara deraisa. So let's say a Kohen begrusha. Kohen is not allowed to marry a grusha. But it's not Gili Arais. Let's say someone holds a gun to the head of the Kohen and says, either you boil a grusha or we shoot you. Or let's say they hold the gun to yourself, should be boil a mamzeris or we're going to shoot you. So they say, Harg Val Yavar. So Shulchan Aruch says it's only Harg Val Yavar, Gili Arais. Gili Arais is only Kores. And they should see she's Kores, Boal Achosa, Boal Bita, Boal Imo. And they enter the nephew. That's Kores, that's called Gili Arais. Only Chayv Lavin, that's not called Gili Arais. So what's the story? In Yichud with Arayis is an Issa Derayis. Let's say not like the Rambam. Let's say like most of the Rishonim. The Gemara sounds like that. Yichud with Arayis is an Issa Derayis. Arayis is a technical term that only means Chai Bikrisis. Let's say Akoyim Begrusha. It's only Yichud Midirabbanon. It's only Dovid Gozer Alehim. That's Yichud Penuya. Yichud with a single girl is only the Rabbanon. So that's a Machlokes and Ebenezer on the tour. You look in the Prisha on the bottom of the page on the tour. He has a whole pilpul, so he says, you see from this Gemara, the Gemara is talking about Yichud by the husband and the wife with an Issa Saita Labaila. Saita, there's no Kores. If the husband will live with his wife, who's a Saita, there's a Lav. Yichud Baila Rishon Shishulcha Loshub Lekachta Achari Hashem Hutamo. It's only a Lav, there is no Kores. So some Achareinim want to say, you see from this Sugya, that Drosha from the Pasuk that there's an Issa Yichud Araisa by Arayas, the word arayis is lav dafke means by all isurei bia. If it's a pnuya, that's only a gzera de rabbanon. But whenever there's an isurei bia, let's say a kohen begrusha, yisrael b'mamzeres, there'll be an isur yichud arayis. And the others disagree and they say no. The Gemara's lashon is yichud arayis is arayis. Only chayv krisis. A kohen begrusha or yisrael b'mamzeres will not be an isur yichud arayis. It'll only be yichud pnuya. David goes aleha. And our Gemara talks about an issue of Yichud Deraisa by Ishto Soto. So the Gemara says in Yevamos and Daf Yud Aleph that even though Soto is only Allah, but Tuma Ksiv Bo Karayis. That's the Losh of the Gemara. And since it says Vinitma or Vinitma, Vinitma, so Tuma Ksiv Bo Karayis. By Gili Arayis it says, Loisi Tama Bukhalele Ki Bukhalele Nitma Goyim Asher Lefnechem. So the word Tuma implies an Issa Chomor.
Question?
Probably not. Probably not. But that's what
the Esnan Zona. There might be the Esnan Zona because it's Toedra.
Esnan Zona. We got to learn the Gemara in the end of Temura. What does the Esnan Zona depend on? What Esnan Zona doesn't apply if the girl is a Pnuya. I think the Gemara says even if she's a Pnuya, there's a din of Esnan Zona. I don't
like
think
Ishto
so.
Ishto Nido, it's not Estan Zon. There wouldn't be a Yerubal Yavo by Ishto Nido.
Nido is a big machlekes. No. Nido is a big machlekes. Nido is clearly an exception to the rule, even though this Kores, we still say Kiddush and Atofsin. We say the Vlad is not a Mamzer. So that's a fundamental machlekes of Rishonim. Usually these go together. Whenever there's kares, let's say a baal eshishish, baal ima, baal bito, baal achoso, baal chamoso, so usually these three things go together. Whenever there's kares, then it's yahorik val yavar, and then en kiddush and tofsin, and havlad mamzer. So by nida, there's kares, and kiddush and atofsin, and the vlad is not a mamzer. So what is it an exception to the rule? Which rule is it an exception to? Is it an exception to the rule that even though there's kares, it's not arayis? Yit Chometz HaPesach is also Kores. Yit on Yom Kippur is also Kores, but it's not Arayis. So even though Nida has Kores and it's an Issa Bia, maybe it's not Arayis and you don't say Yehorek Val Yavar. That's what Tosfos says. And the Rambam holds no. Nida is Arayis. Nida is an exception to the rule, despite the fact that it's Arayis and you do say Yehorek Val Yavar, it's an exception to the rule that the Vlad is not a Mamz and the Kedusha not Tofsin. This is clear that Nida has Kores, and it's an exception to the rule that there's no Vlad Mamzer, and it doesn't prevent Tvisis Kiddushin. But it's a Machlokes, Tosfos and the Rambam, what is it, which rule is it an exception to? So the Rambam holds, Nida is an Erva. It's an exception that the Vlad is not a Mamzer, Kiddushin, not Tosfos. Tosfos says, no, it's an exception, despite the fact that this Kores, it's not called Gili Arayis. So again, on this Amud Vav Zayin Amud Aleph is going to have a discussion Machleg Zabir and the Rabban about Yichud by Ishto Soto. Is it included in Yichud Arayis or not? And the question is, but there's no Kuris over here. So the Prisha claims from this whole sugi you see that there's an Issa Yichud Arayis by Yisrael B'Mamzeres and a Koyim B'Grusha. You see, it doesn't have to be Arayis to be an Issa Yichud Arayis. Any Yisuri Biyo has an Issa Yichud Arayis. And the other Achranim disagree, they say wrong. The Yisra Yichud by a Koyim B'Grusha Yisrael B'Mamzeres is only Yichud Pnuya, it's only the Rabban, it's not the Raisa. Yichud by Arayis is only the Raisa when she's really an Erva. And the Saita is called Arayis because the Gemara says in Yavam is Daf Yud Aleph, Tumak Siv Bok Arayis.
But the Gemara says Yichud by Pnuya was made by Dovan Amelach. So how can you say there is the Raisa?
No, just explain. Yichud Arayis is the Raisa, Yichud Pnuya is the Rabbanon. So the question is, a Koyim B'Grusha who's single, Yisrael B'Mamzeres is single, that's a machloikist, is that Yichud the Rabbanon, because she's single? But he say, no, since it's an Yisuri Biyo, Yisrael B'Mamzeres and a Koyim B'Grusha, there is an Issa Biyo, so that's enough to make an Issa Yichud Araisa. So that's a machloikist, the Prisha and other Achrayim, in the beginning of Ebenezer. So the machloikist starts from this Gemara, because our Gemara says that there's an issue of Yichud with Ishto, a debate whether yes or no, is there an Issa Yichud Araisa by Ishto Soto? Ishto Soto, there is no Kuris, it's not Araisa, it's only a Lav. So the preacher proves from our Gemara that by all Chayve Lavin there's an Issa Yichud Araisa. When is it only the Rabbana by Pnuya, where it's not a Chayve Lavin, a single girl? And the other Achayim say, no, they only have an Issa Yichud Araisa by Arayis Mamish, by Chavi Krisis, and Soita Labailas, Tumak Sivbok Arayis. Even though there's no chorus, it has a status like chorus. Okay, stop here. In Parshas Mishpatim, you have all of the dinim of dinim mominus. But we learn Sanhedrin, in the first parak in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a three-way machlekes hatanaim regarding pshara. So one tana is of the opinion, it's prohibited to do a pshara. It's in violation of the gzela. You have to follow what the din is. The next tana says it's permissible, but you're not mechuyev to. If you want to make a pshar, it's permissible. We paskin that it's a mitzvah. Not only is it permissible, it's a mitzvah to make a pshar. What's the definition of pshara? So Rav Soloveitchik used to point out when he gave the shiur masahem, pshara doesn't mean a compromise. He says, I owe him $1 million, and I say, I owe zero, so we'll divide it in half. Except pshara is not a compromise. Shara means, what does Yosha dictate? The aloche is the aloche, and then sometimes people know in their heart, even though that's the letter of the law, but Yosha dictates you shouldn't follow that. So that's why one Tana says, what do you mean? Yosha dictates. Whatever the aloche says, that's the aloche. How can you say that your heart dictates Yosha against the aloche, and we don't accept his opinion? We paskin based on psukim and chumash, that it's not only is it permissible to do a pshara, it's a mitzvah to do a pshara. Sometimes you have a din Torah. I happen to be in the middle of a din Torah. Now, sometimes I have a din Torah. Maybe, strictly speaking, the guy's entitled to a lot of money. But Yosha dictates, it's a chutzpah and a ha'oz on his part that he even asked for that money. So, and when they sign the shtori berurin, when the people agree to subject themselves to the psak of the din Torah, so you always encourage them, they should sign, hein l'din, hein l'pshara. Whatever pshara the Bezdin will paskin, you can't force it on the person. If they don't want pshara, they can insist they only want din. But it's a mitzvah to encourage them to go for pshara. And if they agree, so the rabbonim have to figure out what does Yosha dictate. Now, Soloveitchik told over a story about his grandfather, Rab Chaim, that there was once a couple who had a maid who worked for them. She did all the laundry, she washed all the food, and she cooked all the food and everything. She worked in the house. She wasn't a wealthy woman. But from her whole life savings, she had one piece of jewelry. So Balabasta was going to a wedding once, and she asked permission to borrow the jewelry from this Misharesis, a Yiddish Misharesis in the house. So she lent her the piece of jewelry, and she went to the wedding. And then she lost it. The Balabasta lost. So the din is that a shoyal is Chaya Beyonsin, so she should be held responsible. But it was Balavimoy. The din is that if the one who lent the piece of jewelry to the other one is in, if I'm in your employ at the time that you start the pikadon, so the pasuk says balavima, so you don't have to pay anything. So the maid was in the employ. The maid was working for the balabasta. So strictly speaking, a quirk of halacha. Strictly speaking, the balabasta doesn't have to pay for the loss of the jewelry. So Rab Chaim, when he presented the whole case, Rab Chaim said he thinks they should go for pshara. That's what it says in the Gemara. He encouraged them to go for pshara. And then he said the pshara is that the balabasta pays in full. Pshara is not 50-50. Pshara is sometimes, even though you're 100% right, the pshara says that you give 100% to the other one. I remember once in the yeshiva, two balabatim came from New Jersey. They were from Fairlawn. So Rabbi Yudin came with them. He didn't want to get involved because they were both balabatim in his shul. So they were fighting about some piece of real estate in California. It was worth more than $1 million. And one said, they were fighting. He said, I own it. He said, he owns it. So we had it. So we had them first before we heard their whole case. So we picked the first three rabbis that who happened to be on a Sunday. Picked the first three rabbis in the yeshiva. That's the best way to have it in Torah. Walk into any yeshiva, pick the first three rabbis, you'll get the same psak. Wherever you go, anywhere in the world, you get the same psak. People fight till they pick a bayer, till they pick the right dayan for the case. And all these dayanim, a lot of them are criminals. So you have to pick. If you pick a professional dayan, so Tignish, you have to pick a Talmud Chacham who knows the din. So I remember that Balabatim told us the whole case. And we sat and we discussed it for 5 minutes. And we told them, one of them gets the karka, the real estate, 100% according to din and according to pshara. According to pshara, 100%. The din dictated that it's his, and the yosha dictated that it's 100% his. They thanked us, they shook hands, and they were friends, right? Pshara doesn't mean to make a kamra. Pshara means what does yosha dictate? Sometimes yosha dictates that it's even a chutzpah that you're asking for the din. You have no right to demand that it's a chutzpah. And the dayanim are supposed to encourage the balabatim to go for pshara. Yes.
So somebody mentioned, I think this is the question, that if nothing happens to the woman drinks the water, nothing happens to her. And if